You are listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome. I'm so thrilled to have you guys here today, our new listeners, our old listeners. It is a call-in show, 1-800-930-2819. We are going to continue talking about relationships, but you know, there's so much going on in the world right now. We're getting to the end of the year. It's moving really fast. We had some great callers last week about cleaning out energies. And you know, I live in Canada, and Canada had an election last night. Zach and I, our new producer, we all say hello to him. So happy he's here. That it stirred up a lot of emotions for people, as it does in all the countries you guys live in. And I had in my miraculous group this morning, which is where I coach them as a group 5 days a week. In the morning, they get a video of what's happening, a clearing, all that good stuff. And I woke up this morning with one space that I wanted to share with the group. And I had all these emails. They were panicked, even people in different countries, right? I feel panicked. I feel anxious. I'm angry. This election didn't go the way I wanted it to. Why am I so angry? What's happening? And the reality is that when we look at these systems and we function and have to function within them, they are relationships. And when you have a group of people who've been screaming and yelling, say, look at this, and they only represent a very small part of that community or that country, right? I always say we should just get rid of all government and get a nice body of people that just want to talk with each other and figure out good creative solutions to help people and move things along. But these relationships, it's very interesting because what happens is, if you're not, how do I put this? If you don't have all the information, your body will start to feel not heard, not represented, like you don't care. Just like in a marriage, it's the same energy. So in a marriage, when you start feeling not heard, not appreciated, not supported, you know, what happens? You start to uprise where you start to create new boundaries. You look inside. What can I do? What can be done differently? And eventually, if the parties don't reconcile, you end up leaving the marriage. And this is what's happening also around the world that people don't understand right now. And is that we can start to clear this and move this and shift this for you. But what they're not getting around the world is that there is, although people say go out and vote, is there's been this paradigm shift happening where people have been conditioned, the government, why not lean on the government? They'll fix it. But they're not fixing anything. There's just more fighting and more issues and more debt and more fighting and more issues and more debt, right? So there's a whole program that's gone into the body around really leaning that you need this entity. And how many times of your life have you leaned saying, I need this entity to survive and they're going to fix my problems? And this is what I love about what we do here on Transformation Talk Radio is that we sit there and start to open the conversation to new possibilities, new perceptions, not judging where one is or another, but really coming into the alignment of the truth of who we are and how can we keep coming together. And if you get locked up in the paradigm of getting upset and frustrated that that wasn't the party and this isn't the party, they're not doing anything anyways other than creating more problems. So don't be part of the problem. Step back and say, okay, I get where this is going. I get that there's also, through all this chaos, and I was speaking about this on Soul Sundays. If you haven't attended a Soul Sunday, you got to come. We do them once a month. I'm going to tell you what we're speaking on here. You can come online. It's all a donation-only event that goes to our outreach fund, where we help more people in need, people just like you that need something, require something. You'll see on our community page at tracyalclark.com, there's going to be a lot of videos and stuff up there that'll be starting to change, where you can submit for what you require, whether it's something within the company, outside the company. You'll see all the guidelines coming there. And we were talking about how there's this space of where we get to create change and our dreams and our visions, but being strong in your own boundaries and your own place. And we were shifting the energy. It was getting really hot in there, because when we shift the energy, it can get very hot, very cold. You hear people that yell and burp, whatever they want to do. But this is how the body lets go. It lets go of the old programming. And really saying that we don't want to have all of this area where it's been manipulated, that somebody needs you, like you need the government to fix your problem, or you need your spouse to fix your problem. You don't. It's you. It's your relationship to God. So you might call it universe or divine, universe divine, whatever you want to. God is just a universal language of love. If you have triggers, it's because you've got too much religious programming in there. And so remember that. So when you come in, and we can remove that for you too. I had to do it myself, so I hear you. But when you start to realize you don't need these energies, what we all need and require in our life is to show up, to be supported, to be loved, to be respected, to be honored, and say, how can we work with each other? Even if we have a difference of opinion, there's so many ways we can come together as a community around the world. And this is what I love when I look at my community, and you guys are all part of that, and for joining us, we have people all over the world that are coming together to help people, to support people. And it's through that change that we can actually dismantle these old paradigms. So the chaos that you see in the world, this is the beautiful part of it. And all these governments that are out of control, and money that's out of control, and printing debt, guess what's happening? It's coming up to create chaos so you can come up out of this fire and go into something new. So when your life is stagnant, you need some chaos to shift it. But everyone says, I don't want any chaos. No chaos. Please, no chaos. I just want to wake up tomorrow and it's perfect. You got to dismantle the old. So as these things come up in the fires in your belly, and you're saying, I'm not feeling heard, and what can we do? Don't just sit there and yell and scream at the other person. Go inside. What can we do? I was just saying to Zach, the things that I love on our community is we see the lives we change. And I know many of you have come and said, thank you for helping to change our lives. You saw me, you support me, whether it's emotionally, financially, whatever it is. And it's in this place that people like you and I are coming together to create the change. So stop leaning and sitting back in your chair and say, well, the government will fix it. They're not going to fix it, guys. They have no desire to fix it. If they wanted to really fix it, we would all have free energy. We would all have things that were required for food and basics in the world, because there are places in the world that have already fixed those problems. But this is the place we need to move more to. So don't get mad today. Don't get frustrated. A lot of you are coming into, I know a lot of our American friends, you have an election next year. I know there's a, you know, over in the UK, I get all my clients there like, help, help, help. But just come into the place of, what can you do in your atmosphere? What can you do to create a place? No matter what they're doing, keep going, keep coming together with people, build those relationships. And as you start to dismantle the old, you will feel supported no matter what is happening out here. That becomes infectious. That becomes contagious. And that starts to build the new. And then focus on the dreams and the visions that you're looking for. And those relationships, will that energy will start to counteract all the pain and the suffering coming from other relationships that are dismantling, because that energy will come out of your body. But you must also remember, if you can stay very connected to the God consciousness, very connected, everything is inside of you. Everything is ready to burst. And then you start to see the miracles and the transitions. You know, I had an incredible blessing this weekend. This is how it worked. I was literally wanting to go to this convention, and then I was busy, didn't get to go, didn't think I could go anyways. I'm like, okay, God. And every time I would go to like buy a ticket or look at it, something would pull me away. And the energy was moving so quickly, and a friend of mine had called and said, hey, Trace, I have this ticket. Would you like to come? And all this beautiful stuff happened. And I got to meet, actually, very briefly, but one of the people I love, and I have his books, like Seth Seth Godin here. If you can see it, you can see his books. I love his writing, love his message, and I got to listen to different people, but I had to got to mastermind with different people. And it really opened a whole other awareness. And I thought, what a blessing. There's all this chaos in the world, but what a blessing to be able to, you know, have a quick interaction with somebody that you really respect their work and honor and meet other people. And she just gave me this huge gift and blessing. There's another relationship with that energy, with that beautiful gift and relationship that she gave, which opened more awarenesses even in me, also translates to cancel out relationship energy that may have been still in the body of fear or lack or, you know, something in that past. But that's where you don't even know it's there. It's like another level. It's another layer. It comes up and it comes off. And this is what it's about. So the quicker that you get into the strong space of where that relationship is, the and the new, that's where you get to actually unfold. So I know, Zach, we have Jennifer on the line. I want to bring her in, actually. And if you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. If you have questions about today that were unsettling for you or relationship stuff that you want to bring up so we can dismantle, this is the place. Let's do it together. And when you hear me talk and shift the energy and perception with somebody that calls in, I want you to actually be focusing on what is something you want to change in your life. How can we help you change your life? Even if you say, I'm too afraid to call in, break that fear, call in. We got your back because I know what that's like. I was a kid who never put my hand up. Oh, don't look at me. Don't want to do that. I was a kid that was quiet in that back corner. And then when they call, it was like, ooh, so let's break you out of the fear. Let's get you into the place so you can have the strong relationships because world is about relationships. So it's awesome. All right, let's bring Jennifer in. Zach, is she in the line there?
Jennifer from Toronto, you are live on the Tracy L. Clark Show.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
Great. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm back again this morning. I'm back again.
Yes. I love it.
I called last week when you were talking about endings of relationships, and something transpired on the weekend regarding to this end. Actually, you know, that ended like 5 years ago, but my ex actually tried to extend an olive branch, and within that olive branch, my son won't be going to him for 2 months, which is a blessing for me. It's a blessing in a lot of ways, but I also sensed after it that he's trying to be a little bit manipulative. So I'm not sure if you could probably clear that out or remove anything before it even pops up again, because I don't really want to...
The manipulation energy. Yes, exactly. Yeah. And what I love about this, there's a few things I love, and I really hope our listeners will take this away. You shifted and had the awareness of what needed to be changed in that interaction, because you share a child, right? And you're also very aware of how his energy affects your son. And by you coming forward and letting go of the energy towards him, what you did allowed the olive branch to come. So we call it like I say it's like, and you've heard me say this, you know, when people are playing ping pong, we got to stop playing ping pong, where it's like, well, you hurt me and you did this and you did that. And what I love about this is that as that shifted, that's why you got that olive branch. Now, you are correct. There is still some manipulation energy, but what I do love is there's a lot more, and the word that I keep hearing too is compassion that's actually coming up into this space of a, now you may not hear it from him, but there's an acknowledgement that I'm going to push to you of really how you have been there for the kids, a good mother, all of this information. I'm actually going to move that energy towards you because there is some truth in that, but sometimes people have a hard time coming out and saying it. So when I see it in the field, thank you, God, I want to push that towards you. Also, what's been happening is more of that energy is now leaving the body and you've been coming very neutral. We can actually start to move that energy. So the truth, if there is, so it's more ulterior motives, I guess, is what we have to move. I keep asking, is it manipulation? And no, it's ulterior motives. So if you're okay, we can start to remove the ulterior motives. But there is truth in this olive branch as well. You see that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then, so let's correct all of that. There also is a blessing here with your little one who will have stability, peace for the couple of months. That couple of months might get extended, just FYI, because it's not exactly ending at like 2 months. So there might be some shifts in there, which is okay. We'll take that. I think you're okay with that as well. All right. So Let's just put the truth for the manipulation to come out. But what also I need to shift out of is everywhere there's been a place, an incident, or a person where you allowed the manipulation and where that started to eat physically in your body.
True.
Yeah, and it's that energy. True. Yeah, it's that energy that he's showing back to say, keep your boundaries. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to remove, because this is actually a pattern that you've had that you're actually ready to end now. So If you're okay, let's get rid of this accumulation of the roots and the seeds of where this energy was put in this lifetime or other places in your field. And where that you're actually more angry at self for allowing all of this manipulation. There's a lot of family that shows up. There's some friends that show up. So it's more, I'm going to release it out of your body. Thank you. Let's get that out. So you don't have to be angry at self. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So let's get rid of that. Thank you, God. The other thing that, what we can do now is we can send him away. Thank you, God, with unconditional love. We can move that, but I want to impart, just and speak into the body to strengthen it. Thank you, God, of unconditional love for self, that was a learning. But what you start to see around you, which is really cool, is like pillars. So if people are listening, there's energies in the body, and sometimes you can't see them all, but you're all intuitive. You all get it. And the more you actually work with systems and body, the more the body lets go of. So there's pillars around you, which where they're showing is these pillars are more your strength, your boundaries. So you're going to actually, they show like sniffy. You know how a dog can sniff something out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that sense is going to get stronger now in you where you're like, I'm not sure about that. So just a little bit more truth, please. You can see you're asking more questions. And I'm going to remove, I don't know where this came from. Maybe you've said it to you or somebody did, but they say remove where people have spoken in or where the spirit of being gullible came in. Did someone tell you you were gullible or did you say that to yourself? That's not a word you hear very often.
Yeah. Well, I've thought about it through the years that I was actually gullible.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They say you need to remove where she kept, like, where this information is, I'm gullible. So I'm going to remove that imprinting because when we say I'm gullible, right, or we, then we believe it. It's like when we talk to the body and say, I have something, then the body goes, okay, we have it. So let me remove this spirit of being gullible and we can override it with strength and awareness, actually. We can start to speak that into the body. Thank you, God. And where it's coming up, I don't know if you feel it, in the middle of the chest, right from the heart and then out the throat. Do you feel that energy lifting there?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you feel that there? Yeah, let me just burp that out. Lots of people burp when they release. It's very normal.
Sorry.
Yeah. No. Don't apologize. It's really good. So I want to just remove this. And then actually it ties to what we get to increase and strengthen the body on every level and layer is that it's time back to the restoration of the body, which I really like for you. The restoration of the body. Your body has a brand new lightness. I know you were at Soul Sundays with us and I saw that after you left was your body actually in the energetic field is becoming very, very light based on all the stuff that you've been actually letting go of. So this is very beautiful. The oxygen is also increasing in your body, which I also like very much. And I'm just going to actually command the body to be strong, to be stable, to be centered, to be oxygenated. So when we command the body starts to listen, not a demand, a command. It's very different.
Okay. Command. Okay. Yeah. Command. Okay.
Thank you, God. You got to command. A lot of people say, well, do I demand? I said, no. So what you're actually doing is you're commanding the God energy to come through, to actually start to awaken the body. Everybody, you can do that. People say it sounds silly. Well, the reason we're not taught to command something into the body or to speak something into our life is because it strengthens your awareness and your power within. And so could you imagine if all the little kids now walk around and say, well, I command this or I command that in a nice, in the appropriate way, the words, it would be amazing. We'd have a whole new world. Thank you, God. How does that feel in your body right now?
It feels, I actually have a slight ache underneath my right rib cage. So I think it's moving.
Yeah, the ache under. So I'm just going to, what I'm going to do is readjust the energy. So we'll do pancreas, gallbladder. Oh, we have to do the energy of the gallbladder because you have pancreas and liver. So let's actually just strengthen this a little bit differently as the toxins are leaving the body. So we can just dissolve them and liquefy them so they can come out. Now, this is actually more sitting, you can see, in the liver because it's being gullible and that space of being gullible and being manipulated out. So let's just move that. It looks like it's dissolving. So I really, really, really love that. That's excellent. How does that feel now?
Good, better.
I love it. Awesome. Well done. You're going to see there's an expansion in the heart and expansion in the body. So
sorry.
Take that deep breath. See, body's letting it go. I know. It's so funny. Yeah.
And one last thing before I go, I know there's other callers. I actually do think, now that I'm talking to you, it's for financial reasons too, why he's telling me this, because he probably don't want to live up to his financial expectations of my son. And
yeah, there is that, but that actually works in your, that actually also works in your favor. And the 2 months actually works in your favor. You can see there's a lot of support coming in. So for some of the requests that I know you've had around, you know, not with the court and all that, there's actually, you know how the top of the hour I was saying there's some fire energy coming in to burn off what's old so the new can actually be set in place. So there's going to be a new reality with that whole court structure of what you've had to go through, and it's leaning more in your favor. So that truth is coming out 100%.
Okay.
100%. Okay. I love it. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. So let me know how that feels. I always love getting you guys feedback. You know, this is really a beautiful space when you start to understand the power that you hold, and you start to understand that as you make these shifts, you will get these olive branches. Don't be afraid and say, well, you know, they used to do this or they used to do that. How many of you honestly and truthfully can say you are not the person you were 6 months ago, a year ago, 10 years ago? And you should never be judged or held accountable for that person. I know I am not the person I was even, you know, last week when I was talking about, even before I did this other shift within my own self. And I'm constantly saying what can be shifted in a fun way. And I watch when it comes up, I look at it and I move it. None of you are who you are. So if you even hear anyone say, well, that person 10 years ago or 5 years ago, it's not who you are anymore. If you're truthfully stepping up and showing up and looking in your life and looking at things you can change, and the relationship within or relationships that are ending, you're not that person. So do never say to yourself, well, that person was like this before, or I am this person. You are changing and evolving constantly, which changes your relationships, which allow these people to come back and apologize and forgive. And really look at that. Don't get anywhere you guys might get caught up is, I can't forgive that energy. I can't forgive that person based on ABC. It's really just hurting you. So you don't have to have them back in your life, but you can also, thank you, God, send them unconditional love and allow them to really be in the space that they need to be in. Because for them at that time, that comes from the programming that they've had, the conditioning they've had, and they really don't know any better. So you just want to thank that hand of God of letting them know better so they can see better and do better, which will come back into your life. And that's what's really, really important. If you can understand that, you know, when people separate from jobs, divorce, whatever it is, you know, feelings, they'll start to actually dissolve and you become more empowered. You become more empowered. So every time you really play victim to somebody else's emotions or allow them to victimize you, they're disempowering you. So let's thank that hand of God of everywhere you're being disempowered. Let's let go of that. When you say, well, they did that to me or they did this to me, that's disempowerment. So we want to move that all the way out. We don't want to have any of that in your field. So feel and just tune in. Where have you felt disempowered in your life? Or where did you give that power to somebody else? And let's move that accumulation of energy out of the space, out of the place. Thank you, God. I know we have to take a quick break and then we're going to get to Robin from Oshawa. I think we have Vanita on there as well. So we're going to take a quick break and jump right into Robin when we get back. check us out at TracyLClark.com. You know, join our Soul Sundays. We have a Christmas give back. Let's help these families in need. It might be you that's there. We do have the Effortless Realm where I'm with you every Monday. You get extra bonuses in there and clearings and coaching calls. And it's for our transformation listeners, there is a code. I think it's just on the website, but you get, it's $1 a day and you shift. And if you show up, I'll show up. That's how it works. We do this together. We're not left behind. We keep moving together and shifting together because that's where real transformation comes from. When we say enough's enough, it's time for change. It's time for something new. When you step up in your relationship and you get what you require and you become empowered and stop giving that away, all these people are going to not only leave, they're going to step up. You're going to change their reality. And your life is going to become so much happier. And we get to be happy together. Nothing better to be with people to support you when you're feeling down and through the chaos and support you when you're feeling up to get you on your mission where you want to go. So check it out. We have lots going on there. It's a lot of fun. So we're going to be back right after the break with Robin and then Benita. So hold right on. We've got a lot of cool questions to answer and more shifting for you. We'll be right back.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's 5 most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Right into Robin. Zach, we got Robin on the line?
Yes, sure. Robin from... You are live on the Tracy L. Clark Show.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you today?
I've had better.
Yes. What's your question? How can we help you?
I need help with... in a relationship, like, not feeling like my youngest kind of victim and, you know, everything going on with him with school. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Let it out. It's all right. You know what? Safe space. No, we always want to create safe space. Yeah, because it starts to trigger, right? Yeah.
And I spoke with Julie this morning and she was great too, but I don't know...
So can I ask you this? What's, as a mother, you love your son. So what's the first anger moment that comes up for you? I just want to look at something here.
Well, you know, of course we keep moving him, and then a lot of the doctors are like, oh, medication and stuff like that. And I just, I almost feel right now, is he just like doing it and playing me to get his own way, to get out of not going
to school, and not feeling seen and not feeling heard. And then you're absorbing too much of that sympathy, which can happen. So when we have, so I'm going to remove this accumulation of, one of the things that's actually coming out of you that we have to move to solve some of these issues, and you might know. So Jennifer, on our previous call, for anyone not, you won't know this, as she's part of the community as well. And her son went through a lot of this, and he's really doing well. He slips back here and there, but he's right gone through the top. A lot of times it's just as parents, the more we do the work, the more we see, the more we recognize what these children need. And we stand in our strength and our boundaries and saying, this is what's needing to be required. This is, and not letting them, because they're kids too, right? So kids will also, you'll get all this information. And what's happened is you've been taking and absorbing everybody's stuff and still trying to make sure that you've managed everyone. And I have to actually remove that, because when I ask you truthfully, what, when you say, okay, so, because I like people to be able to back this out themselves, I'm going to move this, because what it looks like is you're just kind of getting walked on everywhere. And you're
I'm tired, I can't keep.
So let's start to back this out. I'm going to remove everywhere you've been stepped on, walked on, kicked around, and where you've been moving your boundaries. So if I said to you, Robin, what do you require? What's the first thing that comes up? First thing.
Oh, just a break right now, like just to be able to connect and get myself back. Like, I don't even know who I am anymore. And I can't, like, there's no creativity. I can't focus. Like, it's just, it's so more than 24/7.
Do you see how everybody outside of you has become a distraction from what's really going on inside of you? Can we start to remove where you have still wanting to put yourself at the back burner, and all the places in your life where you were conditioned and patterned that you have to go on the back and everybody else has to come first based on programming that, okay, well, this is my kid, this is my husband, this is my expectation. Yeah. Can we start? Yeah. Don't throw up on me. Are you? I'm going to start to move this out. Thank you.
Oh my God, this is awful.
Hey, it's all good. This is what people don't understand. The body holds all this information. We have to get it out. And people think, oh, it's not silly. It's not. You know, I was on Soul Sundays, I'm saying to people, like, put up your hand. Be. Who cares if somebody thinks it's silly or weird? This is how the body holds on to this. And then we get sick. The body gets sick because there's so many emotions.
Yesterday.
Exactly. So, it's all right.
I know
gotcha.
You had said about this school, and when I moved him, it was the right thing. Well, I was going to move him back to the old one just to keep him happy and to not complain. I don't mean to sound like a mom that doesn't want to do the work, but I'm just tired. So for the sake of
for the break,
not having but I know it's not the best.
Yeah, but I want to also tell you, here's where your energy is moving. If you can take it or whatever, we'll start to move it, and then you get choice. I always like you to be in choice with the God consciousness. It's you, right? You get to decide. So if you make this move, this is a part where you're learning also for your boundaries, because I'm trying to bring the boundaries back up, and then you want to bring them back down for this people-pleasing thing we got going on here, which I'm going to remove the roots and the seeds of where that is. So there's a strength of no. No is very hard for you to say. So...
yeah,
I want it. Yeah, it is. I want to increase this energy. Thank you, God. And you're going to have to, what I want you to do is sit down with everybody, if you can. Okay, I'm going to move the energy for strength and support. And you know, in our community, everybody that reaches in, we make sure we got you. To say, I will move you, but here's what's going to happen. I will move you, but you are not moving again. And you're going to actually learn to integrate, because there is an energy of, well, I can get away with this and this. It's kind of like when the kid kid that gets the candy and then they want more candy.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they wear you down. And when they wear you down, that's the place where the energy comes in. So the stronger you become, this isn't uncommon, guys. The stronger that you become, the energy will start to wear you down a little bit more. So the energies that aren't serving you can kind of suck and take over. So if you're okay, I'm going to increase you for boundaries. We're going to remove where people have used you as a doormat or said ill will. We're going to get rid of all that accumulation of energy. Thank you, God. And as soon as I see you verbalizing communication, putting in boundaries and putting in a clear direction and a path, how you will work together, he starts to turn around. He needs very strong boundaries, very strong.
Okay.
And you can love him with strong boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Loving with boundaries is very loving.
I feel deep down to not to, keep him where he is and just keep going.
And that is actually because you're correct. You're correct. If you look at it, it's like learning, because what happens is when we keep moving people out of situations, and I get it, I was a kid very bullied and stuff, but when we move them out of situations, they don't learn how to actually come from the compassion, their own boundaries and standing up. And it's very easy to say, okay, let's put them on medicine or let's do this or this. That's an easy way to do it. How about let's teach them some coping skills and also teach them their boundaries and their strength. But that has to also come and mimic from you.
No, you're right. And I've totally enabled it. I just felt so
can we move the energy
for
where
him, and like I was the only one on his side, right?
But we can remove the accumulation of where you thought enabling somebody helped them, rather than saying, let's work through this together and create a new plan. And some days it's going to suck, but on these days I got you and I got you back. I'm strengthening your whole family, because we have to remove the combination, the schools, the school systems still have a long ways to go, especially up in Canada.
Yeah.
I know a lot of my American clients tell me the same thing. So we're just going to remove this. And we have to actually stop coddling everyone too much, because when we coddle too much, it's not about that. That doesn't give love and compassion. Love and compassion is,
no.
I love you. Let me show you a new way. Let's work through this together. And as I'm doing this, your heart's like fibrillating. So if you're all right, I'm just going to settle down the electrical grids of your heart. And I'm going to remove where you felt like you failed because he's not moving how you think. Well, what if this is exactly the way he's supposed to be right now and to go and learn? What's wrong with that?
Nothing. That's true. But I feel like, I did. It must have been me, something I did, but
nothing. You did nothing.
Nope.
He's in the place now to learn. And so what you get to do is love him, to give him some strength and say, you know what? I know you had a bad day today. What can we do different tomorrow? And keep this line of communication open.
Mm-hmm. I've almost just said, like, even with Julie, I'm like, I'm just going to get him the medication and I don't want to, but I just can't anymore.
So let's remove the accumulation of judgments, fears around medicine, no medicine. So what? Maybe he goes on it for a little bit. Then he goes off. Maybe you just align it. Let's get rid of all the judgments that have been made on when you take medicine, when you don't take medicine, what it looks like, what it doesn't look like. Are you okay if we start to remove that so there's clarity?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. So what's also happening is you're getting ready to step into another level of who you are, communicating more of who you are. You've grown so much and now you're ready. So this is when you guys hear me say new devil, new level. We joke about it on Soul Sundays. It's an energy. Don't get all scared, everybody. An energy where we say when something really bad starts to present itself and you feel like you can't go anymore, that's the test that comes in for the supernatural breakthrough that's actually coming on the other side. Can you feel that?
I do. I want to, like, gagging and coughing.
Yeah.
And
perfect. So, and allow yourself to have a day like this. It's okay, people. There's this thing. I can't cry. I can't be frustrated. This is where we get the breakthroughs. So I want to increase the strength of the kindness, the forgiveness, and we're going to actually send everybody with unconditional love, and we'll break off the energies that's holding the family dynamic in place. But you can actually start to take that lead and say, what do I require today? And now I'm going to do what I know you guys require, but you also have to show up. This is where I'm going to shift the energy and the balance a bit, because you're showing up for everybody, but they're not showing up as well. So it's not working.
Okay. No, you're true. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So how does that feel?
I feel calmer. And my left side was really, really sore. And it literally felt like a fractured rib, actually, since last night. And it's easy. I'm really sweaty. And I always, with the energy work, usually want to throw up, and I feel like that's going to happen.
Yeah. Just the deep purging. And then there's some will just dissolve some toxins in the body. We'll quiet the brain down. I'll reset everybody's chemical electrical frequencies. Thank you, God. Well, God consciousness will do it. Thank you, God. And we'll let that all the way go. How does that feel now? Better? Good breath?
Better.
Yeah.
I feel like I got my bearings back where I can be like, okay, this is what's going to happen. And
so what it actually shows for you over the next couple of hours energetically is to just take that step back and sort of say, okay, where can I put in my boundaries now so this cycle ends? You can, this cycle is getting ready to end as soon as you choose something different now. The energy is clear for you to choose something different.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So go do that and then you're going to come back and let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Lots of love. Be kind to yourself. More kind to yourself. All right. Zach, do we have Jill from Minnesota on? Is that correct?
Yes. Jill from Minnesota, you are live on the Tracy L. Clark Show.
Hi, Jill.
Hi.
There you are. Sometimes it takes a minute. I'm like, hello? Welcome. What's your question today?
I think I need more patience and more devotion to myself.
Oh, sorry. You cut out there. More patience and more
devotion.
Oh, devotion. Yeah, more kindness to self. You're another one who usually runs around for everybody else so the body's angry, huh? Gee, let's start to remove this. Okay, I'm just going to actually, there's a lot of tension also in your heart and your throat. Did you spend a lot of time throughout your life trying to, having to sort of defend your way of being or point of view?
Probably. I guess that could be said.
Yeah, you can see that. It's caught. It's like the body is also screaming to be seen and to be heard, and it's actually really locked up in the chest, in the throat. Oh, okay. So let's remove a bunch of first accumulation of misinformation and misinterpreted information. So when people hear you or they misread what you're saying, then that's also where the body can get very impatient. You got a lot of pressure as well on your shoulders, meaning that you actually can see you shoulder a lot of responsibilities for other people. And when they don't also see that, the body gets very impatient. Wow. Okay. Do you notice that tension in your shoulders and your neck?
Yeah.
Can we, let's start to lift that off if you're okay with that. We don't have to shoulder everybody
else's
stuff.
Absolutely.
You don't need to anymore. I'm just going to move that at the root cause. Thank you, God. I'm actually also going to change your connection to the God consciousness a little bit, meaning we're going to open the energetic field stronger so there's more understanding and compassion for yourself. And that's that connection that your body is actually striving for. So I'm going to move you a little bit out of the brain and the mind, which does keep us safe. I want to move you a little bit more out of that and into the heart, because your heart, I actually want to cry. It's because when I go in there, I'm going to remove a general space of heartbreak, heartache, but that's, the heart is carrying a lot of heaviness around this whole package of really how you're seen and how you show up and how it has not been reciprocated back, which is also why your tension in the neck and the shoulders with that pain, because you've been shouldering responsibilities for other people that are not yours to shoulder. Okay, so let's reset the high heart and the low heart if you're okay with that. I want to take off this neck pain. Yeah. And connecting you stronger. So when I say to the God consciousness, so we go to the energy of love. If you have to say universe divine, that's okay. But that universal energy of that beautiful connection comes in with also, oh, you have to talk kinder to yourself too. You're too hard on yourself.
I'm sorry.
You have to talk kinder to yourself. You're too hard on yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So I'm going to reverse your words. So when I mean that of kinder to self, people don't understand the words we say to ourselves create a lot of energy in the body. So even if we're like, oh, I shouldn't have done that, or why did I do that, or that was stupid, the body picks it up. And so if you say something like that to yourself, just say, I always say, thank you, God. Oh, I delete that. Removing that out. Releasing that out of my body, not taking that in. Those little words will actually reverse the energy out of your body. So
thank you.
Yeah, let me just increase patience where there's been no patience, frustration where there's been too much frustration. Let's get that out of there. And I'm going to actually impart the heart. I'm just going to move it just a little bit. Your heart drive. It needs to be defragged. It's on full. It's overloaded. Your heart is overloaded. Let's just release some of this, which could create a little bit of weepiness. So let's do the high heart and the low heart. Yeah, more patience. There we go. And more understanding. So also you have a lot of pressure in the lower left part of your jaw, which so I'm going to release that also, which would create more neck and back pain, because that is the words you've been trying to communicate. That's why you're getting frustrated, because the body isn't feeling seen and heard properly in your environments. These are all your environments. People misread you very quickly. I'm not sure if you know that. There we go. Thank you, God. How does that feel in your body now when you tune into your body? How does your body feel?
Much better.
Yeah.
Lighter.
Yeah, a lot lighter. I'm also going to drain some information through your central nervous system and out your tailbone, where there's been too many people occupying your space. So I'm going to remove an accumulation of parasitical energy, which is people, places, and things that have tried to literally poison your space. It's a heavy word, but I'm going to use it for you so I can dissolve and liquefy it out. So trying to get you to do things that you wouldn't normally do in your life, things that you knew weren't right, that you had regrets for. So I'm just going to clean up all of this space so we can create more space. And there goes the throat again. So I'm going to change a little bit of how people hear you, see you, especially when you talk, because your throat is very clogged up. So let's also open that energetic field, top of the head to the soles of the feet. Oh, there we go. Good. Sorry, guys. I burp too when I move people. How does that feel now? How does that feel in your
feels
throat,
really
your heart?
Good.
Yeah.
Feels
if
really
you.
Good.
If you can also just rub your heart space, or you can tap, I do this simple tool, thank you, God, reset, let go, or rub the heart space. It'll actually activate the heart drive very differently. I call it a heart drive because we have hard drives, but people need to relate back, right? The information in that frequency will start to drain, meaning it's going to drain information of people that haven't heard you properly and misread you. So you might get some weird dreams, and you also might get some tears, and that's okay. Let that go and just thank God for it to be there. It's going to clean up. You're going to feel a lot better and a lot stronger. Wow. Yeah. And then it looks like your past starting to change. So things that feel stuck in your life are going to start to feel a little bit cleaner, like smoother, not like you're pushing against a doorway that's closed. So that looks like it's opening as well.
All right.
It's really good. Well done. I just want to make sure I just release this final component out of your heart where it needed a little bit more mending, like as if the doctors had to come in and stitch up some of that old heart pain. Some of it goes back like even 20 years ago. That's crazy. Okay, let's get rid of this. You're very connected, but you can also see you're looking for another level of connection, of feeling and hearing how you connect in with the God consciousness directly. So you've done well, but there's programming in there I'm going to move out that would interfere with your connection. So we want to make sure your connection is very clean. So one of the things I would do if I was you, you can take it or leave it. It's over there, but in your day, show me the truth about this. Show me the truth about this person. Show me the truth about this place. Show me the truth about this. Watch how much stuff's going to come up, and you're going to move it really quickly. And then you got to, I always say, thank you, God, when I do it all day long, like, show me the truth about this. Thank you, God. So you give thanks to the universal energy for supporting you and showing you the truth. How does that fit?
Good.
That feel better?
Much better.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually excited to see what happened. Yeah.
It's like a whole new perspective.
Yeah, it's opening up. Your world is opening up. You might even find the colors look a little bit brighter for you as well. Your system was clogged. You had the, I always say it's like, you know, on your computer when it reads disk full, your body was like, I'm full, I'm too full, I'm too full. But you will also notice there'll be people that'll start to drop off in your world. There's going to be people that you've known for a while that are just going to, they're just going to fade away. Just let them and just bless them with unconditional love. Let them go. You're actually opening the door for new people, which is actually going to bring you new opportunities, new connections, new spaces. That's 2020 for you. That's actually really good. You're going to like it. It's a lot better than now. Yeah. Well done. drop me a note. I love it, guys, when you call in at contact@tracyoakpark.com and let me know how you're doing, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're so welcome. Anytime, call in. We're happy to shift you. Awesome. All right, Zach, I think we have Anita on the line. Is that correct?
Not too. Tracy L. Clark Show.
Hi, Vanita.
Hi, Tracy. How are you doing?
Good, good. What can we ship for you today?
So, you know, a lot of my pain went away when I called in last Tuesday, and I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah.
But this new thing has come up.
Yay, we celebrate that. Thank you, God. Everybody else needs pain gone. Take Vanita's testimonial. When we hear that, you know what Spirit's doing. You want more of that, and we're going to actually give you another boost in that area, okay? We're going to go a little bit deeper, let that inflammation out. Yes.
So in the morning when I get up, my hips are, like, so painful, and they don't let me lie down.
Oh, they're, like, they get stiff?
They get stiff and they want me to sit up. Like, if I sit up, I'm okay, but lying down is a challenge.
There we go. I'm burped that out. Okay, so let's actually, for sitting, standing, lying down, we're going to put some flexibility in the hips and the hip sockets, the hip joints. So the flexibility, there we go, burping all that out myself. I do burp, guys, when I work. I know it's crazy, but it's how I see so many people and they don't get sick or tired over the last 10 years. Okay, so I had enough sickness and illness. I'm not bringing that back in. So I'm not embarrassed to burp. So what I have to do is, you can see that as you're letting go of the old patterns, there's some rigid space in your body that doesn't want to fully release. So that's why it's hard for lying down, sitting up, standing. I got to do all the quadrants, right? So also there's a thing that it looks like when you lay down that the body thinks you're being lazy, which is interesting. So let's remove that, because you're not being lazy. You're actually going to override in part, think you got to speak in the truth that you're actually having regeneration time, okay? So I actually have to increase regeneration and restoration back in the body. And then it wants me to actually move. So I'm going to pull out muscles, ligaments, tendons, joints. Thank you, God, for the hip sockets. And let's put that flexibility in. And let's also put the stability in. That also is missing when you lay down. The body feels like it's not as stable, like on guard, protective. And that looks very old energy. So when you sit up, it's kind of like when the guy sits at the back of the restaurant so they can see everything in that space. So your body's actually going on guard. So if you're already going to remove this all the way out, thank you, God. Your hips actually want to do some stretching. So you're going to probably have to do a little bit of stretching with them. But what it wants to do is pull, you know, when you stand up and you pull the knee up to the chest and you put it down, or you can lay down and pull the knee up to the chest and push it down. They keep saying that that's a good exercise for you after we do this. And we're also going to lubricate the joints, the muscles, the ligaments, and the tendons. All right. How's that feel? How does that feel?
Oh, it feels much better. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay. I know we run out of time, so I'm so glad you called and we got to shift that. So keep being flexible. Keep being in that space. I send you so much love. I send all of our callers so much love today. Check us out at tracylclark.com. As I said, we are creating our whole community of giving back and helping, and you may need that person that needs that help, support. We do lots of fun things here and everywhere else. And know that you get your dreams and your visions, and this is what we're here to help you, to shift you, to make sure that you're getting that life that you want. And I know everybody's got their best life, but guess what, guys? You're not always going to have a best life, but you can have a better life in the sense of, the reason is you will get your best life. I'm going to correct this and I'll back this out for a minute. You need to go through the fire to create what you want. And so don't look at that as not being your best life. Look at that as actually breaking through to the new. You're breaking through to the new. And that's what's important. And the more you can break through to the new, the better things can unfold. Oh, we got other backlash going on there. So break through to the new, bring in the new. That creates a better life for you. And every day, see the blessings. Be in gratitude. Thank you, God, I have this and this and this. Say it a million times a day. And the more you can do that, the more you're going to see how that's going to come back to you, and your energy is going to grow and be uplifted in ways you never thought possible. So I love you all. I'm so happy you're here. You come here every Tuesday, 11 a.m. let's keep shifting each other. Let's have fun. Next week, we have Laura Meeks on the show with us. She's going to just be a nice guest. I bring guests in every once in a while so we can get some new perspectives, have some fun and play. So till next week, guys, lots of love. Enjoy, share the show, get your friends on board. Let's call in and let's increase the community to a new way and a new level, because when we stick together, that's where real change happens. And you know what? We are there for you, just like you're there for everybody else in your world. So never left behind. All right. Lots of love, guys. We'll see you next Tuesday right here on the Tracy L. Clark Show. Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at TracyLClark.com.